A spokesman for Senegal President Abdoulaye Wade says President Omar al-Bashir of Sudan has accepted what he called a brotherly appeal from Mr. Wade to restore diplomatic ties with neighboring Chad. The spokesman, Amadou Sall, says the two leaders had an extended phone conversation and Mr. al-Bashir accepted the recommendation to restore relations.
President Wade talked to the President Omar al-Bashir during all this day. We have a long discussion and he was the advisor of the President. And now it is done.
Relations between Chad and Sudan have a turbulent recent history. Each state has accused the other of supporting rebel factions acting across their respective borders. Sudan broke diplomatic ties with Chad after a rebel attack on the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, on May 11th. At the time, Mr. al-Bashir claimed the enemy combatants were Chadians, supported by Chad's government. Chad blamed Sudan for supporting a rebel uprising in eastern Chad that sacked the Chadian capital, N'Djamena, earlier this year, and threatened to do so again last month. The leaders of the two countries came together at a meeting of the Organization of the Islamic Conference States, held in Dakar in March. There, Mr. Wade brokered a deal to work towards stability and peace. Sall says the framework established by those meetings provided the impetus for Mr. Wade's current effort to establish a dialogue between Chad and Sudan.
The agreement of Dakar created a council of reconciliation and a council to control the movement between the two borders. And this group, this council, met yesterday in Dakar. And also they encouraged President Wade to meet them to continue the discussion and establish a friendship relation.
The council meeting in Dakar was mediated by Senegal Foreign Minister Sheikh Tidiane Gadjio and included the Sudanese and Chadian foreign ministers. Sall says Mr. Wade will continue his efforts at bringing the two sides together. He says Mr. Wade is determined to bring both sides to the table yet again. Mr. Wade, a lawyer and longtime opposition leader, has been president of Senegal since 2000. Brent Latham for VOA News, Dakar.